show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
Okay, you heard that song, I Can Show You the World. Well, that's what this show is all about today. We can show you the world. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. We're doing more and more on health, holistic health, body, mind, spirit, the new breakthroughs in research and science, and we got another great show today. I'm Bobby Elias, your host, along with Divine Aubrey, our co-host. Hey, Divine, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby, how are you? Happy Monday.
Great. We're going to introduce our guest in a couple minutes, but briefly, what is she going to talk about?
Well, Veronica Gabriel is one of my great teachers. She's going to talk about returning to the light and waking up.
Good. Great. Okay. Now I'm going to make a few announcements and then we'll get you to introduce her and then we'll get started. I have some good questions that I want to hit her with too, because we're excited. You and I had a great talk with her a few days ago, and she sounds really great. So I'm excited. All right. A couple announcements. Here is a number where you can hear a lot of our recent shows on the telephone archives. You can also get them on the Podbean. How do people get to the Podbean archives, Divine? Can you give us that name, that title?
Yes. Online, they can reach our archives through the PRN.fm. But a better way to reach it is through letscreateabetterworld.podbean, that's podbean.com. So let's create
beans,
a better
as
world.
In the beans that we eat.
<laughs> Oh,
but with a singular bean. Oh, great. Thank you. That's great. And, I'm excited because people don't have to hear our show when it comes on. For example, a lot of our shows are on, and 90% of the people listening to PRN hear it on the archives, be it one of those three archives as you just mentioned. And I have a lot of people that are older, listen to our show from L.A. and from New York, who have been in many, many support groups, and they're concerned about their health. Because Gary's been having this, talking about health for 41 years. He's been on radio 41 years, and he's had this station for, about, I believe, 11 years. So that's what we're doing. Now, a couple more announcements. Now, wait, let me give you that phone number again. The archive number to call, if you have a telephone and you want to hear the is area 701-719-0994. We'll try to get that at the end of the show, so give it to you again. And you can call that, anytime, and you hear five of the most recent shows on, and they're pretty much updated. All right, let me make a couple announcements about the some things that are going on out there. The Cannes Film Festival, some weeks ago, was much different than any other in the history of film festivals. It was mostly a real activist-type setting. It talked about animal rights, animal cruelty, because one of the films was on that. Talked about what's going on in the United States with the new administration, the president, and all the things that are going wrong with the two-headed Democrat and Republican system. And it talked about a lot. It was really activist. Also, it talked about Ringling Brothers. Ringling Brothers, the circus, is dead. They're not around anymore, thanks to PETA, People for the Ecumenical Treatment of Animals. They're a great activist group for animal rights, and they raise so much hell that Ringling Brothers had to stop doing all the mess they're doing because they're using circus animals at a very, very bad rate, and we don't like that, of course. What else did I tell you? One last announcement. In California, the Governor Brown is doing more against climate change than anybody in this country, by far. And in China, he just met with the Chinese. They love him, and they don't like President Trump. So California, and Trump hasn't criticize California because they're going dead against what Trump did to go to the Paris Accord and say that we don't support this. We're against it. Whereas most people in this country are definitely for battling climate change. All right, enough of the announcements. Let's get back to our show. Go ahead, Divine, and get started. You can introduce our guest and get, and I have an important question to start out with. Go ahead.
Oh, perfect. So, yeah, I'd like to welcome Veronica Gabriel. She's a pioneer in the study and teaching of A Course in Miracles. She's a proclaimed visionary, spiritual teacher, and writer. Veronica has shown thousands and guided thousands of students down the path leading straight into a life of joy, peace, and empowered action. Today she's going to be talking about a couple of things, primarily her new book, Wake Up and Know Your True Self. It's all about waking up and returning to the light. She is the author of a book on the Course in Miracles, Things to Know About A Course in Miracles. So without further ado, welcome, Veronica. Super excited to have you on Let's Create a Better World.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Divine. Wonderful to be here. Delighted to be here to share with others all that's taken place on the planet and for us to just trust in the creative action of life that where we're going is better than where we've been. This
yes.
is a new era. It's a new world. It's a new millennium. And a millennium is a period of joy, righteousness. It's a period of serenity. It's a new beginning. It's the golden age of prosperity. It is a new era of love and peace. And we are all here to participate in this shift. Our part is to simply let go and trust. A new consciousness is rising. It's the end of fear and the awareness of love. It's a rising up into our natural power of love. Love is our natural environment. It's the environment by which and for which we were created, not made. We were created to live and live the life we were created to live, a life that is fulfilling, purposeful, meaningful, and offers peace. Mother Earth is having a birthing. We are the children of Mother Earth, and she's taken us with her. The Earth is moving into the next stage of its development called higher consciousness. So
yes.
we're going through a cleansing, a purging from your system of a lot of old dense energies and raising your vibration, thoughts of vibration. So we're going from a lower vibration to a higher vibration. Trust and know that where you're going is better than where you've been. On the level of form, we're in a universe of form. Form is matter. It's subject to change. Form is always changing. Your true essence, that is your soul, is unchangeable, unchanging, changeless, eternal, immortal, forever and forever. You cannot change what is eternal. We have to be willing to let go. A spiritual awakening is taking place. And a spiritual awakening seems to be a giving up of something. Consciousness, Creator, does not want to take from us the little that we have. How can you give up what never existed? You are giving up the belief in lack. God does not know lack. God does not even know penny pinching. You are giving up a separated self that you have identified with. We call the ego, the superficial self, the artificial self, fear. All of that is what has to clear out as this energy comes in. Again, just simply allow. We have to have a spiritual practice. There's no other way for us to transcend this lower vibration but through a spiritual practice. It's the end of fear and the awareness of love. Your thoughts
well,
will be in
Veronica,
reverse.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're talking a lot about letting go and trusting. And for those who have, who are new to this practice of surrendering, so
so to speak. How does one let go and trust? Because that may be very foreign to some people.
Yeah. Letting go is very difficult for us. How do you drop a hot piece of coal? You just drop it. You just drop it. We have to be willing to drop what has provided us with a limited amount of comfort. Our self-made thoughts based on man-made rules and ideas, survival programming. So when we have a spiritual practice, you're raising your vibration, you're aligning with thoughts that are of a higher vibration, you're ascending to a higher state of consciousness, and through your practice, the old is falling away and the new is emerging. We have misused the highest power we possess. Fear is the mortal enemy of mankind, and it can no longer serve us. We came from love, we're evolving through love, and you will return to love. What has happened on this planet is that our material wealth has exceeded our spiritual advancement, and we've become busy like insects day and night, hurrying, rushing, really dashing about to get something. All we have to do, and we're being forced to do this now, is to get out of the getting concept. There's nothing to get. We already have. We already are. Through your practice, you're claiming what already belongs to you, your divine inheritance. You have to be gentle and compassionate with yourself because you're going through a process of change. Change is the nature of this universe, and change is moving forward, and this is where we are in our evolution now. We're moving forward. So we have to have the courage. And courage is one of the most important qualities for making our dreams come true. For preparing yourself for the expanding work you came here to do. We all have a sacred contract to fulfill. And the sooner we can align with this energy, it will steer you in the direction that you are to go. Because you are choosing to no longer be the driver of your physical vehicle. Let your true self be the driver. Love. Let love drive you. Love knows the way. Love
That's
is the
great.
Way. There's no other way. It's love. We have to return to love.
We agree, Veronica. And by the way, for our listeners, this is Veronica Gabriel. She has a new book out. And she's going to be talking about a lot of things that you just heard, as well as, of course, she's with A Course in Miracles. She's been working on that for many years. And she just really, really, her and Divine are, and I had a great talk a few days ago, and this woman's got a lot of love in her heart. And one thing that, talking about love and how people can manifest love, you and I talked about how we both agreed that your mother brought you up, and the way she was, you told us on the phone, she never ever gets mad or gets upset or gets angry or yells. This is the concept that I've been learning, working myself, and you live that way yourself. Let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Yeah. My mom raised, 17 of us. The twins died pretty early, so we say 15. My mother was a spiritual teacher. I came into this manifestation on the island of Trinidad and Tobago in the West Indies. And she never yelled. She never screamed. She never uttered an obscene word. She was always just present and in her natural state, her godlike, loving state. And so for me as a child, watching her, I always knew that there was something different about her, but I couldn't quite understand it. So when my awakening started, that's when I began remembering, oh my gosh, she was really showing me what I was to become and what we all already are, which is love. Love. Only love is real, and everyone is searching and seeking to remember what they are, which is love. You know, the Buddha was asked, are you an angel? No. Are you God? No. What are you then? The Buddha smiled, I am awake. And a massive awakening is taking place on this planet right now. And A Course in Miracles is you know, it's awakening us to remember, or any other spiritual text. I've studied all of the spiritual, most of the spiritual texts, awakening us to remember what we are and why we're here. But what we need to understand, because in the beginning of our awakening, it's a bit frightening. Even I myself have had to go through this process. It's a process we have to go through, and this is why I call it the four P's: patience, practice, preparation, and process. And you have to be patient and gentle with yourself, because you're moving through a process of change, and change is the nature of this universe. You have to be willing to practice daily, and we have the tools to support us in our practice. And you have to be patient and confident that where you're going is better than where you've been. Of Course in Miracles teaches us patience is confidence that God is the doer, the doing, and the deed. You cannot lose your way. One who knows is with you. And as this energy shifts, you will in the beginning, you will experience exhaustion, anxiety, frustration, all the mental states you thought you have released. Only now you have control over your mind. You're using the mind instead of the mind using you. When you're using the mind, it's universal mind, the mind of God. Those thoughts are wholesome and pure, all of them. They are not contaminated. Every loving thought is a true thought. It's rich. And we are all rich in the richness of God, because you're using your mind rather than allowing it to use you. And then you come to the awareness that you have a specific function to fulfill. You have a purpose to fulfill. You were given this before coming in. Purpose means intention. Intention means determination to act in a certain way. And you're choosing to act from a consciousness of love, where you react from a consciousness of fear. So every second we're choosing either a loving thought or a fearful thought. The negative states will pass. None of them are real and will no longer overwhelm you. They exist only in the mind. But you're merging with this higher vibration. And you're remembering. And to remember is to restore to your memory what is already there, because the knowledge is already there within each and every one of us. No one is excluded. Our part is simply to allow the teacher within to direct your efforts. You cannot lose your way. I've been on this road for many years. And I have no regrets. I simply just surrendered. I walked away. And all I wanted to know was the truth of what am I on this planet to do? I want to live the life I was created to live and make a contribution to mankind. And this is what we're all being challenged with right now, to let go of man-made rules and ideas. And bring in the light, bring in the light, bring in the light. In any situation, regardless of the size of the form, a letting go is necessary in order to allow the mind to reach inward to access the wisdom. Whatever form the experience may take, we're in a universe of form. Form is matter. Form is always changing. But you are eternal, and you cannot change what is eternal. You're blessing all of your experiences into wisdom. You're using discernment. Discernment is insight. It eliminates looking outside of yourself. It's an internal process. It replaces judgment. So you become more tolerant, more loving, and more peaceful, because you're drawing out, through your practice, you're drawing out deeper resources that you never suspected you had. Do not retard your progress. Forget what you have seen and raise your eyes in faith and trust to what you now can see. you're shifting from seeing with physical sight to seeing with spiritual sight. You think with thought, you see with thought. You are your thoughts. We have two thought systems. Every second, we're choosing. You're not alone. One who knows is with you and will not abandon you. We have to have the courage to let go and trust and to face difficulties without fear, but with a sense of boldness, a sense of adventuresomeness, because you are on the greatest adventure of your life, the journey within, and it's a journey without distance. You are awakening to your true reality, and you cannot distort reality. Reality is a quality or state of being real, and only what is loving is real. And every loving thought is a real thought. What we've made on this planet is unreal. We've done it all backwards. We've taken the unreal as real and the real as unreal. And now we have no choice. Mother Earth is going to do her thing. We have to let go and go with the flow. And you must have a spiritual practice. There's no other way. There's no other way. You want to, when you're practicing seeing in the light. We are beams of light, prisms of light, reflecting mirror consciousness in this man-made human world of form. Be as a child and trust. A child knows what feels good and will go for that feeling no matter what. Yeah. When a mind has only light, it knows only light. Why are we here? You are a bringer of the light. So you are claiming your divine inheritance. You are awakening to the recognition of what is real. So you're breaking the chains of conditioning. Most of us have been locked in a prison within our own minds. And now you're coming out of the prison. You want to experience freedom and joy. You're doing what you love, loving what you do, and making your contribution to mankind. Light, awakening in a physical manifestation, because we're heading into a new reality, and it is
right.
A process. Cannot hurry it, cannot force it, cannot rush it, cannot make it happen. It's already done. It's already done. So the responsibility is up to each and every one of us. And just as a bucket is filled drop by drop, you can transform your thoughts one thought at a time. You're letting go of historical time concepts and opening your heart to your immaculate concepts. And concepts are ideas to which we give meaning of our own. We've just done it all backwards. And now Mother Earth, we're the children of Mother Earth. So we have to go with the flow. It's another cycle in our development called higher consciousness. It's a rising of your vibration and opening to holy newness. And Mother Earth moves in order to cleanse. And this is why we are experiencing a cleansing and a purging from your system. And it is a process of pain followed by great joy. Yeah, an awakening up from within. So it's like it's a quantum leap. And a quantum leap means to arrive suddenly at a destination without having traveled a path to get there. Because in truth, we're already there. Many of us are now becoming aware that there is a different approach to life. Yeah, love is always present. We are absent. The essence of what you are and here to do is already within you, just waiting to be discovered, to be accepted by you. So it's a sort of a marriage we go through, a mystical marriage, where the bridegroom is claiming the bride. Spirit and matter, matter is the form, are becoming one in a whole, holy, complete relationship. You're raising your frequency. And frequency means a vibrational state that emanates a particular level of understanding. You are awakening to your true identity, your natural power of light. You're coming home to the awareness and understanding of what is real. Light. Spirit is light. Light is energy. Spirit is the source or that which is light. never born and never dies. We are eternal. So when you enter into the awareness of spirit, you realize that all is one. You wake up from your third dimensionalness. We are in a third dimension. It's a very, very dense consciousness, this third dimension. When you begin to awaken, your heart chakra is opening. You're going through fourth dimension, and then you move on to a fifth or higher state of consciousness. This is what humanity is facing now. So the more of us that have a spiritual practice and
yes,
align with that energy, then not that we're in any race, but the faster we will accelerate, because minds are joined, bodies are not. And there's only one mind, universal mind, the mind of God. We're rays of light, reflecting mirror consciousness in this man-made human world of form. So when we look upon all that's going on planet Earth right now, I know how a lot of people feel about Trump and other things that are happening. Our part is to don't look at the effect, which is the experience, and judge it as being bad, because that means the energy is flowing in the wrong direction.
Right.
You want to bring in the light, bring in the light, bring in the light. Every time you find your mind in judgment, catch yourself. You know, you use a mantra. It's the most powerful tool is to use a mantra. Over and over and over, you're repeating it silently within your mind because you want to remember. You're breathing in the breath of God. Prana is the breath of God, the breath of life. And we all agreed to be here to participate in this shift. So for heaven's sake, my request to everyone is, don't obstruct this energy. Just let it be the driver of your physical vehicle. I've been on
Excellent.
This path for many years, and I've never looked back, and I have no regrets about anything, any experience that I had. It took a few blows, but to be where I am today, my life is an example and demonstration to others that there is a different approach to life other than the approach we have taken. And this is what you have to do. Choose a different approach.
A lot of beautiful spiritual things that you're talking about. And for our listeners, we are speaking with Veronica Gabriel, who is very part of doing a lot of work with A Course in Miracles. She also has a new book. She talks, and she's been talking right now about the shift and about the change. Shift spelled S-H-I-F-T. The world is shifting towards a better way. We've talked about that on this show many times with four or five of the best minds, very similar to what she's saying. We've said these things in different words and different ways, but your book, I'm sure I would like our listeners to know at the end of the show, you can give your contact information, and I urge people to look into your book because you get a lot of these great concepts in your book. You're a spiritualist. And you had a lot of good things about how we trust ourselves and how do we do things. What other things can you tell our listeners about how they can start to change their own mindset, their own habits, their own ways? Because a lot of people have a lot of negative and bad habits. And you and I talked earlier about how you've got to stay focused and stay at peace and happy and not let all the negative things get to you.
Exactly.
Can you go on with anything along those lines?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Bobby, I dove into, you know, the Eastern philosophy and A Course in Miracles. And what I love particularly about A Course in Miracles, you know, we hear stories. Moses did this, Jesus did this, this one did this. But to me, A Course in Miracles is leading. It has 365 lessons, and it's leading us step by step through the evolving process. And the role of A Course in Miracles, or any other spiritual text for that matter, it's transformation of consciousness. It's sacred and it's holy. So we must. It's critical for us now to have a spiritual practice or be a part of a study group. You know, I know many of us work, you know, 8 to 5, you know, I facilitated classes for years. Just a little willingness can go a long way. You're beginning to, you want to let go of what has provided you with a limited amount of comfort. You want to feel comforted all the time. It is our, it's our birthright to live. We weren't created to survive. So A Course in Miracles or any other spiritual text is really introducing you to you, your true self, your wholeness, the holiness, your true perception. But we have to be willing to step out of this momentum of the things of time that keeps us busy like bees at the making of honey. Yeah, we have to have a spiritual practice more now than ever, than ever. Every time you have a loving thought, it dissolves a fearful thought. And we know most of us, just about everyone you meet, is living, and it's not even living, from a consciousness of fear. And we were not created to live in fear. We were created to live in love, right here, right now.
Very well said. Yeah, this is what I like about you talking about now. People should do things now. We have to savor this very moment and get into the practice, because the world is changing and people need to understand that the spiritual world is coming. There are going to be major changes happening, and we want to be a part of that. And this is what I like about your lecture and your work, is that you're along with some of the great minds that we've had on this show, believe that there's a change right now. It's not coming later. It's coming. It's already in focus right now. A major, major shift in thinking, in spiritualism, is coming, and the world is going to be better for all this. Go ahead and carry on. You're doing great. I love everything you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. And what happens is, see, when we have a spiritual practice, you're reshaping your life, which means you're remaking your world, and your world represents your thoughts. Our part is simply to remember only the beautiful things that you have felt and seen and experienced. And if your five senses sees only the good, then your mind will be a garden of blossoming soul qualities. The five senses are taste, feel, touch, smell, and hear. You want to taste the nectar of immortality. You want to feel a sense of freedom, just to be love. Love is what we are. You want to touch other people's lives in a significant way. You want to smell the perfume of perfect peace. And you want to hear the whisper of a presence calling you to remind you of what you are, love eternally, the joy that is your birthright. And joy lies in giving yourself time to think and to introspect. There is an infinite intelligence that governs all of creation. There is an invisible force behind matter, form. We're in a universe of form. We have to awaken from the sleep of forgetfulness so we can fulfill our divine destiny and allow your true self to shape and mold your life. So we can say, I often tell others, God is the cosmic carpenter who shapes and chisels life into all its forms. We have to be determined to break out of this deceitful pattern of delay and rush to meet the light. For myself, and it's been a pattern for years, and it's the way I also raise my children, you wake up in the morning. If you have children, you wake up 30 minutes before you wake the children up for school. You have your spiritual practice. You're going inward. You start your day by going within. So whatever comes throughout the day, you have the strength and the courage to deal with it calmly and courageously, because you're choosing to live in the city of love. Consciousness God does not want to take from us the little that we have. When you're practicing, you're going into the desert of your mind for introspection, contemplation, and clarity. You're turning your restless, wandering, inquisitive mind and bringing it into the light to settle down. And you're not alone. One who knows is with you. A Course in Miracles or any other spiritual text is teaching you that God's plan for your awakening is perfect. Perfect, as yours is fallible, which means yours is mistaken. It's inaccurate. God's is certain. It is accurate. And you're allowing God. And when we say the word God, we're not referring to someone outside or out there. You're referring to your true self. It's energy.
Right.
God is an energy field of pure, unconditional love. And that self will guide you. And you will have no reason for regret, but cause indeed to rejoice. To rejoice. Because you're remembering. You're on for, you know, in the words of Mark Twain, the word vocation comes from the Latin meaning, I call. You want to think of your work as your calling. Listen to the silent command of that inner voice. That is your soul. You cannot lose your way. You just can't.
You're really into spiritual work. And you know, Divine Aubrey, who introduced me to you, is on the line too. She's a co-host of the show, and she's also a healer and lots of work with chakras, with spiritualist practices, meditation, breathing. This is what I love about you, Divine, having you on the show, because we're bringing in more people on different types of shows. I want your thoughts on that and with what Veronica is saying right now.
Oh, well, I absolutely agree with everything Veronica is saying. For me, it's a matter of unlearning and, you know, relearning, letting go and trusting. And there's tools and techniques, you know, that I use, and I know Veronica mentioned the four P's. So before I get into the tools and techniques that I guide my students through, Veronica, I got the first two of your four P's, the formula that you use with your clients and students, the patience and practice. But tell us a little bit more about the third and fourth step of the four P's.
Preparation, and patience, practice, preparation, and process. We have to be patient.
And I'm sorry, the fourth one is presence?
Yeah, patience, practice, preparation, process.
Oh, process, okay.
Process. We have to go through a process because you're letting go and you're remembering.
That's
nice.
Great.
Yeah, letting go and remembering.
Letting go and
remembering. Who we truly are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Veronica, that's what a lot of people have trouble with. They don't know how to let go. Let's talk
about
that.
That's the key. We have to let go and let God. We like to think that our ideas are better than God's, and they're not. Again, willingness to let go and trust in the creative action of life. Most people are in poverty consciousness. And by poverty, we mean complete detachment from all things that are finite. Things that are finite are of time. We're in a time universe, always changing, subject to change. You are infinite, eternal, immortal. When we have a practice, you are detaching. Detachment is not weakness. It's inner strength. Detachment and purity go together. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. So we there's nowhere for us to go right now. We must have a practice. We just have to, because you want to live a purposeful, rewarding, fulfilling, meaningful, and peaceful life. You're honoring and reflecting, remembering the impact of how you were touched by a higher reality, what form that experience took for you, that unique moment in your life, a sense of present moment that really just took your breath away, whether it's with someone or something. See, but the key is this key of life was given to each of us. We just have to unlock the door. Just have to unlock the door. Bring in the light. The light in one awakens it in all. You learn by an awakening up from within. You're awakening to your hidden potentials. Just wake up and know the truth. In my own life, my own experience years ago, all I wanted to know was the truth. What am I on this planet to do? I want to live the life I was created to live. I want to know the truth. And only in knowing the truth will you be set free. Freedom from what you've made. There's nowhere for us to go. We agreed to be here. So the sooner we wake up and have a practice, you're remembering you are God in action. And you have a specific contract to fulfill. You're awakening to your hidden potentials. It's, you know, it's only the first few steps that seem hard. It's like anything else. You don't just learn to ride a bike by just getting on the bike as a child. First, you have to have training wheels. And then you take off the wheels. And even then, you're still kind of wobbly. But eventually, you're steady. It's the same way on the spiritual path. You're not alone. Once you've made that decision, you will be directed to have the right support. How did the divine, how did we meet? I don't even remember.
We met actually through, I had ran an advertisement in a magazine for my yoga inspired clothing line. And a lady in Washington State was a client of mine, and she was the one who referred me to you. She said, hey, I have a teacher that I'm working with in the L.A. area, and her name is Veronica Gabrielle LaBerry, and you should call her. And then unbeknownst to both of us, I think we had our paths had, you know, come together before at maybe a show at an Abbot Kinney, their annual fair that they have. And since then, that's been, what, over 5 years? Maybe
wow.
6 or 7 years?
5 years?
That we've
wow.
been working together. Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
many of the same tools and techniques that, you know, you teach, I employ, you know, with my students through my weekly energy clearing club as well as my 7-week intensive that takes a person back to the beginning, you know, through their breath. And mantra, you know, with the mantra is very important in allowing one to settle down and go within, because it's like most people say, I can't trust. You know, what are you talking about? Let go and trust. But with the mantra, especially for me, I teach the japa meditation. Two things are happening with that mantra. First of all, it's giving, you know, the surface mind something to concentrate on. So it's not wandering all over the place, like, what am I doing? And then with japa mantras, it's actually changing a person's DNA. So initially they start chanting, doing the mantra, and then the mantra starts doing them. So like you said, with initially when a person learns to ride a bike or any other practice that they may have, it's like they have training wheels. And so for me, you know, in my teachings, it's the mantra. That's their training wheel. And then it becomes easier and easier, and it becomes part of their life because, again, it's changing their DNA. So there's many tools and techniques out there that a person, you know, can use to you know, dive into love and their true self But the first step is the willingness. Like with any 12-step program, it's like waking up and saying, I am, you know, Divine Aubrey, and this is the challenge that I'm working through. I want to know myself better. I want to know my purpose better. And then from there, the teachers show up. Like, I'm trying to think of the lady's name that introduced us. All of us, Alana, shows up and, you know, says, here's Veronica Gabriel. So the universe is always listening and asking. So our part is to ask. The universe is always listening and willing, I should say, to give the answer. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful journey for me through life, and I've been connected with some wonderful, wonderful teachers, Veronica being one of them. So I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
Wow. Veronica, we've only got about 3 minutes left with you. Could you give us your final thoughts? And then after that, we'd like to get your contact information and a little more of your book.
Well, my final thoughts are leave the past behind and allow the mind to be in total commitment with everything that is real. Love is real. Fear is unreal. Nothing real, A Course in Miracles teaches us, nothing real can be threatened. And nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God.
Wow. And how can people reach you and tell us a little more about your book?
One book is Things to Know About A Course in Miracles, Revelations for the 21st Century. And my other book is Wake Up and Know Your True Self. It's getting ready to be published. Also based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles, and they can go to my website, which is veronicagabrielle.com. I also do have a nonprofit, and I don't advertise. Everyone comes as a referral, and that's how I work, because they have to be ready. If they're not ready, it's a waste of my energy. And so they have to be ready to commit to, well, it's a commitment to themselves to practice every day. And I'm here to support them in developing.
Wonderful.
Coming to a greater awareness of what they are. Yeah. In fact, I often say, God, I don't know who they are, but whoever they are, bring them. because I know the road. I've traveled the road. I know the road, and I do not support anyone's illusion. In my world, it's the truth, and only the truth. And that is where our freedom lies. Today, I have to say, I live in freedom and joy. I'm doing what I love. I love in what I do. And I heard the call, and I said, use me. And this is how I've been used.
That's great. Well, can you give your, slowly, could you read your website again, your name, spell it slowly so our listeners can get that? I want to make sure that they can know how to reach you.
The website is Veronica, Veronica Gabriel, Gabriele, veronicagabriel.com.
Two L's, very good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you very much, and thank you, Divine, for bringing this wonderful woman on. And she's you're very spiritual, and we love it. And one thing, we would like to have you on again to talk about love, because I've had four women on this show in the past year and a half, and we asked them the question, what can we do to make this a better world? And we can't talk about it now because the show is almost over. We have to finish, but I'm sure love is already... We know that you've kind of mentioned that that's the answer. But we want to talk more about how do we change our mindset from hate to love, from this to that, and whatever. But we want to have you on again, Veronica, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. I accept. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Divine.
Oh, great. Well, Divine, what do you think?
Yes, thank you, Veronica. You are very welcome. Looking forward to having you on again.
I accept.
So, Divine, your thoughts?
Yes.
Divine, your thoughts on what she's talked about, how it collaborates with you and your work, or just in general, what did you think of the show today and of what she
I think it was fabulous. And that parting thought that Veronica left is so important to me, leaving the past behind. Because initially I find that many of us, if not all of us, that are on this spiritual journey, we want to step into love. But the question is, how do we do it? Because we have so many memories of the past and so many fears of the future. And that's where I find that the chakra clearing, the energy work comes in, is an excellent tool to prepare one for stepping into and returning to love. Because as you know we did a show on the chakras before. We have 7 major chakras, and the importance of them are that they govern the major areas of our life. So sometimes there are energetic blockages there, or oftentimes there's energetic blockages that need to be released. Things that have happened in the past, crises, divorces, medical problems, accidents that people are holding on to. And they try to do it intellectually. They try to do it, through psychotherapy, which is wonderful for crisis situations. But I find that energy work and clearing and balancing the chakras are excellent, amazing tool to get rid of the fear and anxiety that people, so in essence, it kind of clears the slate. You know what I mean? I say that when we right. come into this existence as babies, we're like clear poster boards. And then every conversation, every perception is like sticky notes are being posted to us. So what I do with the chakra clearing is energetically I'm removing those sticky notes. So a person can come back to a place of balance, of homeostasis, so they can step into love. So many people are dealing with so many things that, they cannot settle themselves down. They know they want to return to love. They want to live a life of joy and peace and happiness. But how do I do it? Because I have so many sticky notes. So, that's important to energetically prepare one for stepping into love. So, and I do have a weekly energy club that gets together every Thursday night on a group basis that gives the participants tools and techniques to kind of clear themselves. And then I do private sessions as well. And then I have a 7-week intensive that for a person that is truly ready.
And how can people reach you, Divine, if they want to call you or see you?
Oh, they can reach me personally by calling 310 area code 714-9704. My website is in the middle of being reconstructed. So they can reach me again at 310-714-9704. And I do have a free 15-minute consultation for all new clients, students.
Right. Okay. Very good. And I do tell our listeners to stay in touch with our guest today, Veronica Gabriel, and also to Divine Aubrey. She was not only a co-host, but I've interviewed her several times on the show about chakras, about yoga, and about breathing. She's really a wonderful healer. Let me just talk. Well, next week we're going to have the Moringa Man. That's what we call him, you and I. Joel Gold, G-O-L-D, who set up his own farm. He's growing Moringa. Moringa's been around thousands of years, and I've been with it for 22 years, but a lot of people still are barely learning about it. It's barely getting into some of the health stores in the last 1 or 2 or 3 years, and I've noticed the last few months the word about it is getting bigger and bigger because it works. It's so wonderful. Moringa, that'll be next week. And the week after that, if you could, you had a drummer. Tell us about the drummer and whether and he'll probably be on very, very soon. But give us an update on that, please.
Yes, Idris Hester has workshops on drumming and shamanism. I know we had Maya on last week, so it'll be a good follow-up to how the drumming is very healing just sound vibration. So Idris is going to be on with us. He is a renowned percussionist that travels all over the world giving drumming workshops and seminars on the healing aspects of music and sound and drumming. So very excited that he'll be on the following week.
Yes, absolutely. That sounds good. Well, we got to finish the show today, but I do want to announce that the telephone archives are up to date pretty much. On all of our archives, you'll see some of the most recent shows we've had. The online ones, the pod ones, are starting to get a little more attention, and they're getting more up-to-date as we speak. PRN is a big station. We've got over 70 shows, and we have reached the number one status in several categories recently. So this is a great, great station where you hear the truth, and you hear what's really going on, not just the a bunch of baloney. And we're not left-wing, we're not right-wing, we're not Democrat, Republicans. We're here progressive to tell the truth about what's going on. That's what this station's all about. That's what I'm all about. And Divine is also just a wonderful, beautiful human being. I had a chance to get to know her, and that's why I'm so happy to have you on the show, Divine. You do a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. I just got a quick hit. Maybe we should start the love party, right?
We can start the what part? I'm sorry.
Start the love party.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that. Let's talk about that. I think that's great. Absolutely. When we get into the love, we're going to have because that's the answer to the world's problems. We need more love in this world. And I've had now today makes our fifth or sixth person that said that. And in previous shows, we've had some great, great guests that got really big into that. So let me start thanking people, and then they're going to put the music on. First of all, I want to thank you, as I just did. Divine Aubrey, our co-host, you did a wonderful job, as always. And you're picking up, helping me get really good guests. Thank you for that. I want to also thank Stefan, our other co-host, that's not with us today. I want to thank Progressive Radio Network. First of all, the man that started it, Gary Null. The station's been around about 11 years. We've reached number one in the world in many activities. Gary's books, his films are number one all over the world in many categories. And also the PRN director, Jesse, our engineer, Kelsey. I want to thank our L.A. Well, I shouldn't say L.A. because one of our associate producers doing a lot of work is from Brooklyn, New York. And he's part of our L.A., or I should say our Let's Create a Better World team. Thank you, Greg, for a great job. Thank you, Lydia, research and all the work that you do. And our guest, again, Veronica Gabriel, wonderful, wonderful. We have more shows coming up in the next few weeks, every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And finally, thank you, our wonderful, wonderful listeners. It's a privilege and honor to have you as people that believe in our show and what we talk about. Thank you, everyone. And now with a song.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under.